Hello, I am Srinab Agrawal, your youth correspondent for Radio Chico Switzerland from India. I welcome you all to this pleasant World Peace Week with the theme Mutual Acceptance. I am here to present about mutual peer acceptance in adolescents. Mutual peer acceptance is the degree of social acceptance of an adolescent by their peers. This mutual acceptance plays a vital role in social and emotional development. It paves the way for learning and development opportunities. At the same time, it allows for self-exploration, moral and ethical development. Factors such as physical attractiveness, cultural traits, and disabilities highly affect the level of mutual acceptance in adolescents. The peer groups are often based on athletic, social, or academic interests and abilities, on distinctions of race, ethnicity, and social class. Teens with a higher rate of mutual acceptance, despite all odds, are more popular and have fewer problems as adults. Likewise, less accepted teens have emotional and social adjustment problems as adults. Mutual acceptance inculcates people-friendly behavior, leading to better communication skills and a positive spirit in handling conflicts. The rejected ones tend to be aggressive, showing antisocial behavior, or are depressed. People of all ages need to feel that they fit in, that they belong. People should reinforce positive changes in behavior with attention and praise. This mutual acceptance is the only way for a better and happier world. To help those who seem to be excluded or bullied owing to some differences with the group, one needs to learn simple things like correctly interpreting the body language, the tone of voice, and distinguishing subtleties in their emotions. Eye contact and a smile are the most simple yet the most effective gestures to make someone feel accepted. When one finds himself in a situation where someone is being mobbed, they should listen first, establish a tentative presence in the group before speaking, and then assertively explain why things are going in the wrong direction. Lack of opportunity to participate in peer interaction is especially a problem for children who differ in some obvious way, either culturally, racially, or through some mental or physical disability. Simple opportunities can be created for them so that non-threatening social interaction occurs. Highlighting the less popular students' strengths, such as special interests and talents, rather than weaknesses, is the best way to enhance mutual peer acceptance.